I'm reading from Luke 2, verses 1 to 7, and that is found on page 970 on the Pew Bibles. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
As I was getting ready for today, I was thinking back to before I used to work for churches. And I'd often, I was a lawyer, and I would often ring and talk to clients, and then they would send me work. And that meant I had to give them my name over the phone. And my surname is Sunman. That's kind of sun, big ball of hot gas. Don't know why that came into my name. And man, as opposed to a woman. And so I would say my name, and it was an unusual name. They hadn't heard it before. So they'd kind of, can you spell that for me? So I go, yes, it's S-U-N-M-A-N. But over the phone, sun and fun, S and F, sound very, very similar. And so I quite often would get stuff addressed to me as Mr. Fun Man. Now, at first, I quite liked the idea of being a fun man. I thought, yeah, that's quite good. And then when someone pointed out to me that it's not a big jump from being a fun man to a fun guy. And once you're a fun guy, you're a mushroom. Which isn't always that helpful. But that is my very tangential link into what I want to talk about this morning. Because I want to talk about mushrooms. And particularly, I want to talk about the question of how much room do you have? Because that was the question that Joseph and Mary were asking when they got to Bethlehem. Keep up, you'll get there. I know, I thought about it. I thought, it's too tenuous, I shouldn't go there. And then I thought, nah, let's do it anyway. How much room have you got? And every time Mary and Joseph, we saw them going to the innkeepers, knocking on the door, can we come in? Can we have a room? No, we're full. There's no room for Mary. There's no room for Joseph. There's no room for this baby, Jesus, that Mary was carrying. Every time, that was the kind of image that would greet them as they would go up to the inn or the guest room. No vacancies, there is no room. Now, I've seen quite a few nativity plays over the years, and I found they vary on the number of innkeepers, usually according to the number of people that there are in the Sunday school class. And if you've got a big group like JC Kids, then you might have three innkeepers. If you don't, you might just have one innkeeper. If it's a really small group, you might just mention that there was an innkeeper, but never actually bring them on. It never seems to go much more than three, I think, just because going, knocking and going, no, no room, kind of would get a bit boring after about three. But we had three brilliant innkeepers today. Now, of course, the Bible doesn't actually mention an inn. In some versions, the no room at the inn, the word could also be translated, as it was in Caleb's reading, in the guest room. We don't even know that they tried going to an inn. But whatever it was, wherever they went, there was no room. And so Jesus ends up, he's gone. He was in the manger. Jesus is lying on the floor down there at the moment. Shona, could we just put him back in the manger? I think he'd be more comfortable. I have to say, it's not a good start to being a mother for you, leaving your child on the floor down there. Jesus ends up in this manger, the animals' feeding trough, where the animals were kept, probably Mary and Joseph there with him as well. Because everywhere they went, no room, no vacancies. But that was then. What about now, the question still remains, how much room do you have? What do we do? Because Jesus is not looking to move into our houses. We don't have to kind of set aside a room in the house where Jesus could live. But actually, within our lives, there's still that question, how much room do you have? And for most of us, our diaries get very, very busy. That might be school, that might be work, that might be parties, that might be church, that might be all manner of different things. But we look in our diaries and we go, there's still no room. Or maybe we think we're trying to juggle so many different things in life. We're looking after children, we're making food, we're trying to run a business, we're trying to deal with phone calls, we're trying to keep the house straight, we're doing all of that. And it ends up that there is still no room for Jesus to come in because we're too busy. Or it may be that actually the thing that takes up our time, I love this picture, not now, I'm busy. I'm on the Xbox, I'm on the Wii, I'm on the Nintendo, whatever it might be. But actually, I can't do now what you want. I can't have room for Jesus now because I'm busy. We get our lives filled with all kinds of different things. Some of them are fun, some of them are necessary, some of them are hard, some of them are easy. But they all end up saying, there is no room. And Jesus gets squeezed out. Those first two innkeepers that we heard from today, they never got to see Jesus because they had no room. They couldn't make space in their lives for him. So what about us? How much room do you have for Jesus today? What's your response? Are you going to be those guys? Actually, there is too much going on. The house is full. My life is full. There is no room for Jesus to come in. Or are you going to respond with a welcome? Even our third innkeepers, who we heard so much from this morning, it was still a bit of a struggle. Well, we can't have one of the guest rooms, but there is the stable. You can stay there. They gave a bit of a welcome. Perhaps today we can give a greater welcome. Perhaps today we can say, you know, Jesus, there is room in my life for you to be there as well. Not just at Christmas, not just on Sundays, not just at other festivals, other chances to get up and perform. But actually, day by day, hour by hour, there is room for you, Jesus. Come live with me. Be in me by your Spirit. Are you going to make room for Jesus in your life? Shall we pray?